It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
We're starting with Crimson Tide. It's 30 years old now, that movie.
Wow.
And it looks like that it's going to be getting a sequel. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer has revealed that a follow-up is in development, so that they have a good director and writer on board at the moment. No pun intended. They're talking to the Navy right now about sort of what's going on in the world of submarines and espionage and whatnot. So sadly, not sort of identified who that filmmaker is. And he's also suggested that Denzel Washington might be convinced to return to the project if the script is good enough. If you remember, he starred in the original as an idealistic executive officer of a submarine serving to a domineering captain played brilliantly by Gene Hackman in the movie, with the two arguing over whether to launch their missiles after receiving a partial message that could indicate them whether they needed to or not. I watched it recently on the passing of Gene Hackman. It was one of the ones that I went back to see how it held up, and it, you know, it was a brilliant two-hander between real, you know, two powerhouses in cinema. And one thing I had forgotten was that, I mean, it was directed by Tony Scott, who's no longer with us, but Quentin Tarantino was someone who had actually contributed to the screenplay at the time as well. So wouldn't that be interesting if they could convince the likes of him to come back?
Exactly.
But yeah, Denzel Washington, there's definitely a place to take his character if they decided to do it with a Crimson Tide sequel.
Okay, quite a bit of casting news today, Gareth. Who are we starting with?
We're starting with Marissa Abella, who's going to join Henry Cavill and Russell Crowe in a Highlander reboot.
Okay.
So she came to attention playing Amy Winehouse in the biopic of the late singer called Back to Black. She's also coming off a BAFTA TV award win for her performance in the third season of HBO's Industry. And if anybody saw Steven Soderbergh's Black Bag, she had a strong role in that as well earlier this year. So going to Highlander, the original starred Christopher Lambert, centered on a group of immortals who battle each other in sword fights throughout the ages. Sean Connery starred in the original 1986 film as well. And that's sort of linked to Russell Crowe's role, saying that he's going to play a character akin to that role. John Wick director Chad Stahelski will direct the remake. And the movie's kind of long in the works, but the recent rise in casting suggests that things are finally moving forward on it.
Very good. Always interesting to see what Tom Cruise is up to. This is interesting, Gareth, because, I mean, in the last Mission Impossible, he was big into the deep sea diving and he appears to be a fan of it.
He is a big fan of anything, I suppose, that's risky and looks good on screen. Tom is a fan of. So, yeah, targeting an August start on what is a Doug Liman-directed film called Deeper, co-starring alongside Ana de Armas. And it's reportedly going to be sort of filming this deep-sea supernatural thriller project called Deeper, to have a budget of $200 million as well. And himself and de Armas have been having diving training required for the project. Script polish has been done by Christopher McQuarrie, so there's your Mission Impossible link as well.
Okay.
The director of that project, and that's seemingly done and ready to go. He's going to play a disgraced astronaut who embarks on a deep sea mission to explore a recently discovered ocean trench, only to encounter a mysterious and dangerous force. Max Landis penned the original script for the film, which has been kind of around for a few years. Mm-hmm. Idris Elba, Bradley Cooper were attached at different points as well. But this one's going to mark the third collaboration of director and star here, because they worked together before on Edge of Tomorrow and American Made.
Very good. So, well, he's a bit of the old training done already. So
a little bit done already.
Has to catch up there. But that's what Tom Cruise is up to. You've more casting news for Viola Davis.
Yes, she's set to star and produce a new take on David Mamet's 1987 sort of confidence scam theme feature, House of Games. So the famed playwright and screenwriter Mamet wrote the original film, which served as his directorial debut after breaking through on screen with scripts for the likes of The Verdict, The Postman Always Rings Twice and The Untouchable. So the story here follows psychiatrist Margaret Ford, who gets caught up in a world of gambling while trying to help one of her patients, Mike, deal with his anxiety. The new take will be a reimagining of the project, which is currently in development through Davis's production company.
Very good. Now, Jake Gyllenhaal, of course, he took to the boards recently with Denzel Washington in Othello, but he's back on screen and he's a busy guy, isn't he?
He's really busy because he's set to star and produce Collision. This is a Don Winslow penned short story from the author's upcoming anthology collection called The Final Score. So the Roadhouse and Donnie Darko actor plays a devoted husband and father sent to prison after a terrible mistake, and then he must learn to survive the brutal culture inside. He's good at these roles, isn't he? He seems to take them, and in this, once he gets out, the man learns why he was protected in prison and is sent on a life-changing mission. So Gyllenhaal's got many projects on the way. We've mentioned a few of them here on the Movie News. He's going to be in M. Night Shyamalan's Remain, in Guy Ritchie's two projects called In the Grey and Roadhouse 2, and also in Maggie Gyllenhaal's The Bride.
Wow, busy indeed. All right, now, Bear fans rejoice.
Yeah, because FX have officially ordered a fifth season of the Emmy-winning series The Bear. I'm currently through only a couple of episodes of season 4 at the moment. Don't worry, I'm not going to give any spoilers, okay. But the renewal coming less than a week after the fourth season premiered in full on June 25th. There's not any sort of viewing figures released as yet for it. However, the third season did spend 6 weeks on Nielsen streaming top 10 charts. The fourth season was shot mostly back to back with the third season, sees the staff of The Bear trying to move the restaurant forward before they run out of money. Mm-hmm. The fifth season is expected to air sometime in 2026. I do love it. It's a fantastic
It's a hit,
series.
Isn't it? It really is.
Oh, it's really good. Great cast. Just so well done. It's really tense. There's just so much about it that I really enjoy. So I'm glad to hear that that's coming back for a fifth season.
Okay. What about a trailer for us? What have you picked?
Okay, so here's a really good cast, right? We've got Glenn Powell, William H. Macy, we've got Emilia Jones, Lee Pace, Michael Cera, Daniel Ezra, Jamie Lawson, Coleman Domingo and Josh Brolin. Hey. Now we mix that up with a good director, Edgar Wright, and some very good source material from the likes of Stephen King. This is The Running Man.
Ben Richards, 35, married, one child, in medical crisis.
We need money for a doctor now.
Ben, watch us up.
Employment status, blacklisted. But there's still a way out for you. The rules are simple. Survive 30 days, the entire nation hunting you down. We'll get your family out of Slumside for good.
I am gonna come back here and burn this building down. I promise.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, Garrett, that's Running Man. It's an interesting looking trailer, isn't it? I think Glenn Powell looks perfectly cast in it.
Absolutely perfectly cast. And if you remember all the way back to 1987, Arnold Schwarzenegger starred in a version of this movie as well. This one's set in the near future. The Running Man is a top rated show on television. It's a sort of deadly competition where contestants, known as runners, must survive 30 days while being hunted by professional assassins, with every move broadcast to a bloodthirsty public and each day bringing a greater cash reward. I do think, as you say, Glenn Powell is an excellent casting choice for this. Josh Brolin in there as well.
Yeah, and I loved Coleman Domingo in it. He's almost like that sort of Stanley Tucci character in Hunger Games, isn't he? The over-the-top host.
Very much so.
He looks like he's doing it very well.
Yeah, so do watch the trailer. I really like the look of it. Yeah. I have to say, it kind of surprised me when I watched it. So it's going to be in cinemas November 7th, but check out the trailer for The Running Man.
That is The Running Man, worth taking a look at indeed. Let's look at new releases in our cinemas this weekend. We played a track from the soundtrack just before movie news, and the biggie is Jurassic World Rebirth.
I can guarantee your safety. I mean, more or less.
More or less? He's your guy?
We're the best at moving things and people in and out of places they shouldn't be.
We look towards Barbados, avoid government patrol, but there aren't that many anymore.
Why's that?
No one's dumb enough to go where we're going.
This island was the research facility for the original Jurassic Park.
We need DNA from the three biggest dinosaurs. Do we have to get a sample from an egg? I suppose we could try and get it from the parent, but they're a flying carnivore the size of an F-16.
Yeah, that is the biggie on the big screen, Jurassic World Rebirth. Did we need another Jurassic movie? You brought the clan the other night, Garrett, so do tell.
Yeah, I didn't think so before going to see it. I mean, Jurassic World Dominion back in 2022 didn't do a lot for me, I have to say. It wasn't great. This one's set 5 years afterwards, and as you can hear in the trailer, there, an expedition sort of braves this isolated region to extract the DNA from the creatures. Scarlett Johansson leads the cast here, and I have to say, yeah, I actually quite enjoyed it. It's a
back on form is what everyone's saying, really. With
yeah,
this one.
It's
yeah.
a tight script to it. David Koepp, who had written the original, actually is back writing this as well. I think it's in a very safe pair of hands with Gareth Edwards. He's an excellent director. He did the likes of Rogue One and The Creator, movies like that. And there's a lot of nods to sort of, you know, Spielberg techniques in it, things like that. The one thing I would say about it, it was a kind of, you know, mixed crowd at the audience. There wasn't a pin. You couldn't hear a pin drop in a lot of the sequences. Oh. There's some beautiful kind of sequences set up and just some really nice stuff. Everything we've seen before, you know, you're not getting anything new in it. But just like the Mission Impossibles, if you go knowing what you're going to expect and you just want a bit of entertainment, it's very enjoyable.
And it's a cinema outing, isn't it? And we have to mention Jonathan Bailey, Mahershala Ali also in there too. So good cast.
They're good. They're very good in it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, all the cast works well. All the sequences work well, I have to say. It's just, it's a straightforward, fun movie. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's good.
Yep. Very good. Jurassic World Rebirth in cinemas this weekend. We also have David Cronenberg's The Shrouds.
Yeah, he writes and directs here. It's about an innovative businessman and grieving widower who builds a device to connect with the dead inside a burial shroud. How Cronenberg does that sound? Vincent Cassell, Diane Kruger and Guy Pearce star in that movie. We've got a good cast in Emma Mackey, Vicky Creeps and Fiona Shaw starring in Hot Milk. When a strange illness, a mother and her daughter embark on a journey to the Spanish coast to find a cure. And along the way, the daughter discovers another the reality far from her controlling mother.
Good cast there, as you say. And we've one of Irish interest this week, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. We have Beat the Lotto. This is a documentary that tells the story of a syndicate who made an elaborate and controversial attempt to guarantee a jackpot win in the Irish lottery back in 1992. And then one more documentary as well to mention, Sudan Remember Us. It captures a jubilant moment of defiance among young Sudanese activists after the overthrow of a long dictatorship and then chronicles the military crackdown that followed. So that's your selection this week.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
You know, I've picked out two because it reflects what's going on at the moment in the world of sport and in the world of music. Mm-hmm. So first up, of course, Wimbledon is on at the moment. We've all seen it on our TV screen. So King Richard is actually screening, and this is a look at how superstars Venus and Serena Williams became who they are after their coaching of their father Richard in an Oscar winning performance by Will Smith. That's on BBC One at 20 past 10 tonight. But also, if you're a fan of Oasis, and we know that there's a lot around them at the moment, it's a documentary that breaks through, that focuses on their breakthrough years, documenting in detail depiction of the band from the formation in Manchester in the early 90s leading up to their legendary performance at Knebworth Festival. The documentary is called Supersonic, so that clashes with King Richard, but if you fancy that, it's on Channel 4 at 10 p.m.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.